The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, while temperatures are set to reach 27 degrees here today, continental Europe is experiencing a heat wave right down to the Mediterranean, with wildfires burning across the continent. We're going to get the full story from a number of places around Europe shortly. But first of all, Aoife Keighley, meteorologist with Met Éireann, is on the line. Aoife, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So it's lovely here today and no one's complaining about a high maybe of 27 degrees. But what are we to expect?
As you said, we are going to see those temperatures reach mid to high 20s for many areas. Essentially, at the moment, we're in quite a warm, moist air mass. So over the next few days, we're going to see those temperatures staying in the 20s really across the country. Now, the one thing with that is that warm, moist air mass does bring a little bit of fuel for some heavy showers. So there is actually also a yellow thunderstorm warning out for Clare, Limerick and Kerry. So it's just with that air mass, it can really set those thunderstorms going and lead to some locally quite high rainfall accumulations. The rest of the country, though, is going to see a lot of dry weather, a lot of bright weather too, plenty of sunshine across the country. And over the next few days, that's kind of what we're looking at. Maybe a few showers around, but plenty of sunshine, plenty of warm weather.
How long is this all going to last?
So for the moment, it looks like it's going to last into the weekend anyway in terms of temperatures. But by Sunday, Saturday night, Sunday, we might see maybe a few more frequent showers or possibly patches of drizzle developing. And then as we move into next week, there's a bit more uncertainty. So while it looks like we could still be seeing some of those warmer temperatures, we may also see a bit more in the way of rain or showers.
All right. Well, look, thank you for that update. All to look forward to. And by the time we get those showers, we'll probably feel we're delighted to see a drop of rain. That's Aoife Keighley, meteorologist with Met Éireann. I'm going to Josephine McKenna, freelance journalist in Rome. Good morning, Josephine.
Good morning, Pat.
What are conditions like in the Holy City and beyond?
Well, I have to say it's really suffocating right now. We're up to about 36, 37, 38 degrees here in Rome today. We've got 16 cities across the country on what they call a red alert, which means the temperatures will be high. We'll be getting up to about 40 in other parts of the country. Big cities like Bologna, Milan, Rome, Venice, and some of the smaller cities as well. So really suffocating and scorching heat wave at the moment.
Now, we expect that there might be casualties from this excessive heat, people who don't have air conditioning, older people who might be vulnerable, but there's already been one death.
Yes, I heard about the death of a child. I didn't see too many details, but Italian health authorities are always very nervous when these temperatures get up into the high 30s, and they advise people in the affected cities to avoid outdoors between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. to limit physical exertion and to stay hydrated. So particularly concerned about the elderly and small children.
Mm-hmm. The report I saw for a boy who was left in the family's car in Sardinia and obviously suffered from heat stroke, airlifted to Rome, but died on Monday of irreversible brain damage because of what happened to him in the
excessive
heat. That's
a terrible thing. Yes, yes. We've seen those cases in the past, and it's terrible, of course, whenever anything like that happens, and people need to be aware of just how hot it is in a closed vehicle.
Now, Rome, whenever I've been there, it always seems to me to be a very hot place, particularly in summer. And the Pope, of course, has a general audience outdoors and will go via the Pope Mobile or whatever other transport around St. Peter's Square. Is that going to happen?
I saw an announcement in the last couple of days to say that they were moving it indoors because it was so hot and they were predicting such high temperatures. So that's not uncommon when we see the temperatures get up into the high 30s. This is the second heat wave we've had this summer, and the conditions are very intense in Rome. Having said that, we're expecting around 650,000 tourists coming into the city just this week because it's a big holiday week here in Rome.
By the way, are people in Italy saying this is untypical weather, or is this just what you get?
Well, last year was pretty intense. I've been here for almost 20 years, and often we'd get a burst of heat in June and then it would drop off a bit, or it would build up very slowly and then you'd get this massive heat wave in August. But this year we had a burst in June and then another burst in August, and people are thinking now that much more of this heat is related to climate change.
All right. Look, Josephine, thank you very much for that update from Rome. Guy Hedgeco is a freelance journalist based in Madrid. Guy, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
What are conditions like in Spain?
Well, we've been seeing a heat wave since August the 3rd across most of Spain, which has seen temperatures get up into, in some cases, up into the low 40s. I mean, down south in Andalusia, in some places like Seville and Cordoba, it's been as high as 44 Celsius, but we've seen slightly lower temperatures than that across much the rest of the country as well. And so there's really not been anywhere that's escaped these high temperatures. I should point out that today there's been a slight drop in temperature. So where I am, just west of Madrid, we're expecting it to hit, I think, 33 Celsius, which is a fair bit lower than what we've been seeing in the last few days.
Now, Spain, as we all know, it can be very hot. Lots of people go there for that very purpose. But sometimes it's intensely so. I was driving through Seville one time in an air-conditioned car, stopped to get a coffee. I could not believe midsummer, opened the door of the car, and it was like stepping into an oven. It was unbearable.
Yes, I mean, it really is unbearable if you're not used to it in particular. And I think, you know, down in the south of the country, they are used to very high temperatures. And so, for example, you know, throughout the afternoon and into the early evening, when it's at its hottest, people often just stay indoors. They, you know, they have a sort of strategy to deal with the heat, however difficult that may be. A difference we've seen with this heat wave is that it's lasted so long. You know, we're now well into the second week of it. We're expecting it to last possibly into the beginning of next week. And that is something which people are not so used to. So it makes life quite difficult in those conditions just to do ordinary things, you know, or if you have to go to work and so on. It is extremely uncomfortable. And sleeping is the other thing which is extremely difficult when you have temperatures of, you know, up into the mid-20s in the middle of the night.
And I suppose a worrying aspect of all of this is the number of wildfires which are breaking out.
Yeah, I mean, there has been a huge spate of wildfires really just over the last few days which have broken out. They're particularly bad up in the northwest of the country, in the Galicia region and the province of León. There are some fires still active there which have not been brought under control. There are around 5,000 people across the country who have been evacuated from their homes, who are evacuated from their homes at the moment. And the military has been deployed mainly up into those areas of the northwest to try and help firefighters bring those fires under control. But there have also been fires just outside Madrid, down on the south coast, and smaller fires across almost the rest of the country.
And finally, the same question I put to Josephine about whether or not Spanish people are kind of phlegmatic about this, saying this is a Spanish summer, or are they more concerned that something else is going on?
No, I mean, people, you know, they are quite blasé about the heat. You know, so if it hits sort of 38, 39 degrees, they will sort of accept that as summer temperature. But I think what really strikes them is when it goes on. And that's, you know, people start to talk about that. And they talk inevitably about climate change. You know, I think if you speak to most people in Spain about climate change, they will tell you that it's a reality because of the length of the summer. Not so much the high temperatures, but the fact that the summer seems to start earlier and it seems to end later than it did, say, 20 or 30 years ago.
Guy Hedgeco, freelance journalist in Madrid, thank you very much for joining.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.